Blog Talk Radio.
Lines are open, Sheldon. I'm waiting for you to call in, sir. 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373, Sheldon. And guys, I'm not even going to be... Sheldon. Matter of fact, Sheldon, you called in about an hour ago or hour or two ago, and I remember this number. So, Sheldon, are you there, Sheldon? You there, Sheldon?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Okay. Sheldon, my first question. Sheldon, wait a second, sir. This is going to be a Q&A. We're not going to over-talk each other. I'm going to give you the opportunity, Sheldon, but I have a question I want to ask you, and then I'll let you talk, okay? We're not going to talk over each other. Hey, Sheldon, I'm not even going to have to yell and scream at this one. Look, I'm going to be cooler than the other side of the pillow, okay? So, Sheldon, let me ask you a question, okay? And then you come on, okay? Now, Sheldon, are you ready for the question, Sheldon, sir? Okay. Here's the question, Sheldon. Okay. If what I'm saying is full of shit. Wait, you said it was full of shit, right? If what I'm saying is
Yes, because a lot of people tell me bullshit.
Okay, Sheldon. Okay, if what I'm saying is full of shit, okay, then why are you listening to the show if it's full of shit show?
Because you have some knowledge. You have some knowledge. I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm just putting it to you like this. You're selling these guys dreams, and you're selling them lies to a certain extent, in my personal opinion.
Okay. Yeah, wait. Okay, we're going to talk about your personal opinion because, remember, we talked about beta male thinking and alpha. So we'll get to that in a second.
So, Sheldon,
why don't you tell me what happened with this woman that supposedly – Now, what you said, I missed what you said. I saw what you wrote, but you said that you took my advice, you used it on a woman, she stopped talking to you. Right? She didn't talk. She stopped talking to you. Is that correct, sir?
Okay,
is that what you said?
Let me explain. So you believe that we should give our numbers to women. We should not take women's farmers, correct?
I'm sorry. What did you say, sir? Say it again.
Okay. From what I've heard you say, you said it is better for us to give our phone numbers to women, but we should not take their numbers back the first time, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I did that. I did this study, and I did this experiment. I took your advice. I gave two women my number, and then I took
Sheldon, okay, first off, your phone's breaking up a little bit. I'm trying to give you the floor to talk, but I got to ask you this question, very important question. Sheldon, please walk me through step by step everything that you said to that woman before you gave her your number, please. Can you do that, sir?
I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you really verbatim. All I can say I introduced myself. We had a little chit and chat.
Hold on, sir. Sheldon. Understand this, young man. And I'm saying this cool. Understand this, young man. Listen.
Yes, sir.
If you can't remember what you said to a woman, how do you think a woman's going to remember you? Sheldon, you cussed me out saying that you listened and took my advice and it didn't work. So what I'm asking you, sir, if you took my advice and I'm asking you what you said, you can't even tell me what you said, dog. So how can you take my advice?
I'm just saying this, Steve. I listen to you for about 2 or 3 months. You're not the only dating coach I listen to. I listen to Lucario, and I listen to a lot of you guys. You guys say that if you use this game for all women, no matter what your race, your ethnicity, whatnot, you say that you should have success. That's not true. not all women are the same. Women are different. You cannot approach a Chinese woman the same way you can approach an African American woman. You just can't. Would you agree with me on that? You're in the military. With the world. You agree with me on that.
I don't agree with you on that. I don't agree with you on that, Sheldon. Why can't you? Oh, Sheldon, can you turn down your radio? The background too much noise. Can you turn that down? Because it's a lot of back noise. I'm trying to hear you. I'm just trying to talk to you, Sheldon. Now, Sheldon, we have not hit. You have not answered my first question, sir. So again, let me ask you again. If you took my advice, that means you approached her the way I show you how to approach them. So I ask you again, sir, how did you approach her? Give me the specific. I don't want I've said blah, 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 blah. I need to know everything you say. And every time you say I don't remember, give yourself a negative five, okay? So tell me, because this is really sticking in your head. So tell me everything you did with this woman. Walk me through it, sir.
Okay, well, I was at Starbucks. I was sitting there typing, doing what I usually do because I'm in college. And she was sitting beside me, and I noticed that me and her both had the same type of laptop because I'm and she had the same computer I had. So I just started talking. I started asking her, like, hey, what are you studying? And she said, I'm studying to be a nurse. And I said, oh, that's cool. I'm actually studying private investigator. This and that is. And then she was like, yeah, that's pretty cool and everything. What school you go to? I said, I go to such and such. I go to Kansas City, a community college here in Kansas City. And she was like, oh, that's cool. I go to this school in the Kansas State side. And I said, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And then so she was like, so what do you like do this and that? This is what she was asking me. I was like, oh, you know, I like going to the park, playing sports and those types of things. And then she was like, okay, cool. Well, I'm going to go outside. I said, cool. And I gave her my phone number. I told her, well, here, just go ahead and call me, this and that, this and that. And then it's been 3 days and I haven't heard anything from the chick.
Okay, and Sheldon, and because – you didn't hear from her in 3 days, you're blaming me, right?
Well, no, Steve, here's the thing, Steve. With all due respect, I feel it was unfair for me to place blame on you, but you're making it seem like this stuff is going to be 100% guaranteed by the way you talk. That's the problem. Make it seem like it's going to be 100% guaranteed, and it's just not. And we can get back on the other subject being different. Go ahead and finish.
We'll talk about the other stuff in the monkeys for a second. Wait. Okay, Sheldon. Now, Sheldon. Because you were being disrespectful, Sheldon. Now, Sheldon, I just want to get this straight. Sheldon, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm not yelling. Sheldon, let me talk, okay? Now, I just want to get straight. Just okay. You saw the laptop. All right. You asked her what is she studying. Y'all discussed school. Y'all talked about parks and sports, and then you told her to call you. I just want to make sure that I'm correct, okay? I did because I don't want you to say, oh, I forgot. So I want to ask you one more time.
I also took her number two. I didn't want to text first.
Wait, what'd you say, Sheldon?
I said I did take her number, but I didn't text first because I'm going to
But Sheldon, I just want to get this straight. You saw the laptop, okay? And y'all saw the laptops. You walked over to her. You asked her what you're studying. Y'all discussed schools, parks, sports. Then you told her to call you. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Sports. And activities, hobbies. I told her I like to write.
Okay, let me add that. Activities and hobbies. Okay.
Sorry.
Now, Sheldon. Sheldon, before I say this, are we missing anything else? Because I got my pen out. Okay, so we got you. What are you studying? You talking about schools, hobbies, sports, parks, activities, and you told her to call you. Is am I correct?
Pretty much so in that order, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we can say 99.99% correct, please. I just need to make sure because I just need to know that after you say yes, you can't say, oh, I also did this and that. So this is what
right? That's pretty much how it was, Steve. That's a yes.
Okay, then Sheldon, why are you mad at me? Then how could you be mad at me? Wait, Sheldon, let me finish the question. Wait, Sheldon, let me finish. How can you get mad at me and say you took my advice and listened to what I said and it didn't work and then cuss and then disrespect me when you
didn't
use anything
that I wasn't cussing at you, I was cussing at the whiskey guy.
Okay, Sheldon. But Sheldon, you put a message saying you took my advice and it didn't work with the woman.
I apologize. That was my typo, but I promise you, my friend, it wasn't directed towards you. Because I really, there's no reason for me to disrespect you.
Okay, but Sheldon, let me ask you a question. But what you're saying is, I just want to make sure. You said that you took my advice and it didn't work, right? That's what you said, right? Yes or no?
Correct. And she was the only female I did this with.
Wait. Sheldon, and last one, I want to say it one more time. You saw the laptop. You talked about laptop. You talked about what she's studying. You talked about schools, activities, hobbies, parks, sports, and then you said call me. And that I just want to make sure. That's correct. Am I correct?
Pretty much so in that order, Steve. Yes, sir.
Then my question to you is, how can you be mad at me when you never did anything I told you to do? Let me break this down. How can you say that what you took my advice and it didn't work when you didn't take my advice? Because let me ask you this question, young man. When did I ever tell you to walk up to a woman to talk about born ass Bob laptops, beta male, where do you study, weak ass schools, hobbies, sports, and activities? When have I ever told anybody to walk up to a woman and ask them that stuff? I'm sorry.
Did you not say for us to be ourselves?
Did I say who?
Did you not say for us to be ourselves and not change ourselves? Correct.
Sheldon, I did say be yourself, but I gave you a program to follow, which you didn't follow, Sheldon, because Sheldon.
Okay.
Hold on, Sheldon. I'm giving you the floor. Listen to me. If you follow my program, sir, you would have saw her laptop like yours, okay? You would have got up out your chair, you would have walked over to her, and you would have said, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, I don't mean to disturb you, I know you're over here busy and everything, but I saw you from over where I'm at. You caught my attention, and the reason I'm coming over here is I like to get to know you better. How you doing? My name is Sheldon, and your name is Karen. Well, Karen, it's very nice meeting you. Hold on, Sheldon, I'm not done. I'm going to give you the floor in a second. Karen, it's very nice meeting you, but like I said, Karen, I know you're busy. I know you have something to do, but here's what I like to do. Maybe you and I can get to know each other a little bit better, and maybe I could take you out for coffee or something sometime. Here's my card. When you get a chance, call me. Now, what does what I say have to deal with what you said? Is that the same thing, Sheldon?
Yours came out a little bit more, how can I say, correct. I would say that yours came out a little bit more correct, but I basically did the same thing that you did the same thing with.
No, Sheldon. Sheldon, just give me yes or no's, and I'll give you the floor. Just give me yes or no's. Sheldon, ready? I'm going to ask you a few questions. Give me yes or no's. And what I said to her, did I ask her anything about what she studied? Yes or no? Just yes or no?
No.
Okay. Did I ask about what school she attended? Did I ask about her activities? Did I ask about her hobbies?
No.
Did I ask about the park?
No.
Did I ask about sports?
No.
So how do you say that you were following what I was teaching? Because you weren't.
Hold on. Let me say this. Now here's what I told you. There were two other girls. I didn't give them my number. They gave me theirs, right? I've been going out on dates with them like every other week. So you say that we should never, we should give them our numbers and take theirs. That's not always true. I'm trying to get to your head. That's not always true. Because every woman is different.
Sheldon, how many dates have you been on with these women?
I'd say every other weekend, to be honest with you.
You say every – okay, so wait.
Those sorts of things.
What restaurant are you taking them to?
Applebee's, those types of things. I haven't taken them to no five-star restaurant yet.
How much are you spending on them?
No, actually, we split it 50-50.
Okay, y'all split it 50-50.
Yes, I will say that.
So you go to Applebee's, you split it 50-50 with it. Okay. The girls whose number that you got, okay, Sheldon, let's say her name is Sharon. Okay, I don't need to know her name. Let's just say her name is Sharon, okay? Let's say Sharon and Karen, because you say there's two of them, right? There's Sharon and there's Karen, right? Okay, let's say the two girls, right? You say there's two girls. Okay. Now, you got their number, and you said every other week you're going out to dinner with them. Am I correct?
Like one this week, the other one next weekend, that type of thing. That's what I mean. I'm sorry if I use every other. That's improper sense of structure. Forgive me.
Right. So every other week you're going out with them to Applebee's and you're splitting the price. Am I correct, sir?
Applebee's. She likes to work.
And I just want to get it straight. And Sheldon, y'all are, right now y'all kind of like sparring right now. Y'all just feeling each other out to see if y'all, if she's girlfriend material and you're boyfriend material. Am I correct?
Yeah. She texts me first. One of them texts me first in the morning. I would say, hey, how you doing? Hope to see you like this and that. It's more of a.
Sheldon, how long have you known these women for? How long have you known these women for? Okay, well, let's say 1 month. Okay, you've known Sharon and Karen for a month apiece, right? And in that month, y'all every other week with both of these women, y'all go on dates and everything to feel out if y'all should be dating. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir, pretty much.
Okay. Do you see the problem with getting her phone number, Sheldon?
Honest with you, I don't see. If you could find out,
I'll be happy to appreciate it. Happy to tell you, sir, without even yelling. I'm doing this like the other side of the pillow, guys. I'm smooth. All right, Sheldon, let me explain something to you, Sheldon. As soon as you took her phone number, Sheldon, okay, you just fell in the category with guys who have to work and do and build to get sex, okay? Now, Sheldon, you told me that you have been with these girls for a month, off and on every other week, hanging out to see if y'all are compatible enough to become boyfriend and girlfriend. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you not see what's wrong with this picture right now, sir?
I'm not trying to sound like a dumbass or anything.
Okay, no, I'm not just that. No, I'm not trying to make you a dumbass or sound one. No. So,
yes, sir.
What you're telling me is what? Listen, Sheldon. You know what? You know what I'm gonna tell you, Sheldon? You're 1,000,000% right. You shocked that I'm gonna tell you that, right? You shocked that you thought I was gonna fight you on this, but Sheldon, you are an infinite 100% right. You know why, Sheldon? Because when you take a woman's phone number, you don't get to cut through the little short path that my guys cut through by giving their number out. You got to prove yourself to her and work for her. You got to take her out and go out places and try to prove why y'all should be compatible enough to be dating.
But anything like that, man. I mean, like I said, we split the bill 50-50, and I'm not going to even tell you no story. There was a time where she had
But you're not dating her now, are you? You're just hanging out, right?
Okay.
Now, just say yes or no. Have you held hands or hugged? I think you hugged. I'm sure you hugged. You hugged her, right? You got a hug, right? Yeah, that's probably about just a hug. Maybe
once after jogging, we held hands once.
Okay, and you held hands once. So all you got in the moment is a hug and a handhold. Am I correct?
Don't get me wrong. We have kids.
Okay. And now you have kids. Okay. And this is the point I'm making, Sheldon. You're right. When you do ask for a woman's number, you're right. Hey, where you're doing is exactly what happens to guys that get numbers from women. Exactly. Because Sheldon, you got her number. You have no idea if she liked you or not, right? You didn't have any idea, right? You still really don't know.
I mean,
right?
To be honest with you, based off her actions, to be honest with you, Steve, I really do think that she does. Because I'm not going to tell you no story. Usually, it's a small percentage. I'll say it's a small percentage, but usually I have to be the first one to text. So, but with this chick, I mean, she's the first one to text me. You know what I mean? I do feel that it's something there's something there, to be honest with you.
Sheldon, there's nothing there. And let me tell you why. Sheldon, you say the most you got from her was a kiss. Am I correct? Was it a peck on the cheek? Was it a peck on the lips? What kind of kiss was it?
Rich.
Okay. And that was all that you got, am I correct?
Yeah, so I'll be honest, we haven't had sex yet. I'll be honest, we haven't.
Okay, of course you didn't. Sheldon, I knew you weren't going to, as soon as you told me you got her number, I knew you weren't fucking. I knew that. I was just waiting, but I'm going to get to that in a second.
The world's fun.
Sheldon. The reason you're right about what you – listen, everybody, Sheldon is right. When you get a woman, this is the pathway you're going to take. Sheldon is right. You're going to be running behind somebody, bending over backwards, getting hugs, handshakes, kisses.
How am I bending over backwards? How is that backwards?
Because Sheldon – Let me ask you a question. Sheldon, let me ask you a question. Be honest with me. Sheldon, let's take those two chicks you're talking about. If Sheldon had an end game, okay, what would your end game be? What is your end game with these women? What is the end game? Is it sex? What is your end game?
To be honest with you, personally, I am looking for a relationship, to be honest with you.
Okay, you do want sex.
Yes, sir.
But Sheldon,
yes, sir.
Do you think by what you're doing is going to get you sex?
To be real, Steve, I don't know. By her actions, how she texted me first, how she always asks me, hey, how are you doing, this and that, how she always wants to really speak high. Yes, I do. Because majority of females in my generation are more gay, but she's not like that.
Sheldon. She wants to spend time with you. You're right. And listen, you, Sheldon, I'm telling you right now, you're 1,000% right. When you take a woman's number, she is going to want to spend time with you. She's not going to want to fuck you or suck your dick or anything like that. But no way. But she's going to want to spend time with you. So I'm not saying you're wrong, Sheldon. You're right. So you thought I was going to tell you you're wrong. Sheldon, you're right. She wants to hang out with you. Excuse me? Oh, okay. Sheldon.
She does not want to have sex with me.
Okay, Sheldon, let me explain something, okay? Now, Sheldon, you said that you got her phone number, and within a month, you held her hand, you hugged her, and you got a French kiss, right? That's correct. Within a month of taking her phone number, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, Sheldon. Now, within 2 days, okay, Sheldon, within 2 days of me giving a woman my phone number, within 2 days, okay? Here we go. Here you go, Sheldon. Within 2 days. And Sheldon, here's the best thing about it, Sheldon. I don't have to even make the story up because you get to hear it from the horse's mouth. So within 2 days of me, wait,
and just because those particular women doesn't mean you can do that with every woman.
Sheldon, I wasn't done, and yes, you're right, but I wasn't done, Sheldon, because listen. It's not the fact what you want to hear. But I need you to listen to why. Listen, what I need you to listen is very important, Sheldon, that she recognizes certain attitudes with guys that do what the fuck I do. So listen to this, Sheldon, okay?
I'll play this. Listen to this. Of course.
I know that. Believe me, I know.
But before I get married, you have to come fuck me. Because I definitely cannot go on and not knowing how good that dick could be.
I think that's the beautiful thing about it. It's always wondering. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah, eventually. No, but seriously, like, I mean, I don't need to do it. I just want it one time. I just want to be able to say, damn, that motherfucker is the biggest shit talker. Like, he can back it up. Because right now, that's all you do is talk shit. And the same thing with me. All I'm doing is talking shit. But I swear to God, if you were here right now, I can guarantee you, that I could suck that dick better than any bitch has ever sucked your dick before in your entire whole of a life.
Well.
I can guarantee. And if I'm wrong, I can tell you. I would definitely, no matter how hard you think you are, I would definitely make you feel better.
Hold up. I don't mind my body equivalent to ass. I like to have my body equivalent. What the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm not hard. Hey, what you understand is I tell guys, when you get in the band room, it's time
I'm
to submit.
I'm just saying, listen, Ray, your dick would fucking, Your dick would thank you for coming out here, okay? Your dick would be like, damn, daddy. Oh, that was so worth it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, I'm telling you right now, because not only am I going
to
suck it, but I'm going to suck it. And I guarantee you, you're going to love this pussy.
See, the thing is,
you're going to love this pussy.
No, but see, the thing is, what you can do is you can do him, your man. You can get with your man, right?
Huh?
You can get with your man, and you can imagine my words. Take my words and get with the married man, and you can have the best of both worlds then. It's like the chocolate and peanut butter with a Reese's cup.
Excuse me. I hear you.
Yeah,
I still want to fuck you, though.
I mean, look, man, there's a lot of people that want to fuck me, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, I'm not a lot of people. There's a lot of people that want to fuck me, too.
I know that. I got
niggas all over the world.
I got a record here now. I understand. We have a lot in common. We have a lot in common.
Oh,
the only difference is I'm being on my best behavior. I'm just giving you a pleasure.
Mm. One time is not going to hurt you. Listen, what if I, you know, have like this class?
Have a what?
You know, just have this class. Need some teacher. I get a bunch of men together. And then you can just fuck the shit out of me. All night. We can just fucking play with each other all night.
So, but here's a music grand finale.
You got somebody to do that. I'm just a...
Yeah, but I got him all the time. I can give him whatever I want. It's no fun. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen to me. You talk so much shit. You don't understand. Like, the shit you fucking talk to me, like, the shit you talk to me, really.
It's
I don't even have to touch myself. Nothing. You get this pussy so fucking creamy and juicy and wet, and I swear to God, that should be dripping down my ass, and before I even touch it, like, oh my God. Seriously, really, like.
Because I know what the fuck I'm doing.
Oh my God.
You know.
I'm at the point now when you call, I'm like, And it's like, you don't even have to talk shit. You don't have to talk dirty. Nothing.
You want me to turn the camera?
I just keep listening to you, and oh my God, this pussy just fucking.
Okay.
Oh shit! I fucking accidentally hung up on you. Call back, Sheldon. Call back, Sheldon. I was going to hang this shit up. Sheldon, call back, buddy. And I'm not here to brag. And this ain't me bragging. I need Sheldon back on. I'm not here to brag because I'm trying to get Sheldon call back in. Sheldon, I actually hung up. Sheldon, call back in. Sheldon, hold on a second. Sheldon, call back in, Sheldon. Where's my dog Sheldon at? Sheldon, call back in. I'm sorry, I actually hung up on you. Sheldon, call back in. I hope he calls back in. But this is what I'm telling you. Sheldon is absolutely right, guys. When you take a woman's number, you're running behind her. She's not trying to fuck you. So Sheldon is right. But you I hope you guys see that he was not even Oh, you couldn't hear the conversation? Oh, I must have had it blasting. No, I must have had a blast. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, Sheldon. Sheldon, I'm sorry, man. I accidentally hung up on you. Sheldon. So, Sheldon, this is what I'm saying, Sheldon. Okay, Sheldon, this is what I'm saying, Sheldon. Listen to this. Okay. I know you're saying women are different, and you're absolutely right. But, Sheldon, this is what you don't understand, Sheldon. I know women are different, but it's certain types of behaviors that they change their thought process with.
Sheldon, your problem is you don't believe in Sheldon enough to get what guys like us get, because you don't, you're taking the easy way out by asking her for her number. You're taking the easy way out. Why would you waste your time going to dinner with a woman that she ain't fucking you, Sheldon? Well, why are you doing that?
Well, like I said with Steve, it's like I said, though. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be hitting it next weekend. I'm pretty sure.
But it's been a month, Sheldon. It's been a month. It's been a month, right, Sheldon?
Yes. No, but Steve, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm one of those types of guys where I'm not going to tell you. I'm not no Mac. I'm not no player type of dude. But I mean, I've talked to before, like one time, and then the next day we're fucking. You know, that's, I get your point, and I get your logic on it. But what I'm saying is this. Not every woman can be approached the same. That's the only point I'm really trying to get to. Not every woman can. Because with all due respect, Steve, I mean, like you, I tell, and I believe you are a person who practices what he preaches. I don't believe you're fake in any way, shape, or form, and I'm not trying to sit here and say that you are. But it's like, if you were to approach my mother, friend, where you approach me, you're not going to get in 2 days, because she's just not that type of woman.
Okay, Sheldon.
My pops was a big time player in Chicago, and he even said, you know, it wasn't he really. Your mom was the first woman to get.
Sheldon, what I teach you guys is iron proof. It's ironclad, because what it does is two things. It cuts the bullshit. It shows you if she's interested, and it shows you her character all in the same time. Now, you were saying, you were mentioning black women, right? You were saying this probably won't work with black women. Am I correct?
Whoa. I would have to say, I think with my generation, I think it works most of the time. What you're saying, that works most of the time.
Sheldon, okay. Sheldon,
great, Steve.
Sheldon, this is what I did. Sheldon, check this out, Sheldon. Let me explain something to you. This is where you need to go back in the archives. Last month or the month, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, it's been a while, what I would do is I would get with the chat room, okay? And I would tell the chat room to come up with the most craziest fucking thoughts they can come up with. And I will take what they're telling me, okay? And I will say exactly what they're telling me to get women. And I was going to do that on the chat line live, unscripted. And I could pull women. I could pull women. And you know what I did, dog? You know what I did, Sheldon? They said I wear a diaper, I pee on myself, I cry a lot.
But once again, you can't do that.
What, Sheldon?
Sheldon, hold on.
Listen to me. I said all that stuff, right? I said all that on the chat line, right? I said all that stuff, right, Sheldon?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, chat room, was it like 20 minutes? But I don't think it was like 20 minutes, maybe like 15, 20 minutes. I can't remember the time. But within 10 or 20 minutes of saying all the crazy shit that they told me to say, I had at least 10 women wanting to get it with me. 10. Just like that. And so Sheldon, what that means is this. Even if you don't follow what I teach you guys how to walk up to a woman, I'm proving to you that sometimes it's the motherfucking arrogance that you have to be able to say shit and not give a fuck that's going to draw.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, okay.
So
now, I'm glad you said sometimes. Sometimes, see, you make it seem like it's absolute, if you know what I mean.
Okay, but listen, let me tell you. Okay, listen to me. One thing I say, sir, and because you don't listen to us, because we always talked about listening earlier, I said there's no man out there that can get every woman out there. No man can get every woman. That's the truth. That's the truth.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. Now, with that being said, when I tell you to walk up to a woman and excuse yourself and be courteous, right? What that does, number one, is that is a – you see, what you don't know, I'm doing something which y'all don't even know I'm doing. First thing, when I walk up to a woman and I say excuse myself and I'm courteous to her, okay, I'm vetting her character, okay? Because if I walk up to a woman and I say excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, and she gives me an attitude, then she shows me that she's not worth my time because of her character, okay? When you excuse yourself and you're courteous, you're finding out their character. That's the first step. That's what you didn't do, okay? The second thing that you did is when you walked over there, remember, I told you. Now, and I guess you care because you kind of, like you say, I'm a nerdy kind of guy, but did you really care what she was studying, yes or no?
To be real, no, I didn't give a damn.
Did you give a damn about what school she went to?
No, to be real, no.
Did you give a fuck about her hobbies, sports, and activities?
No. I was just looking at her.
Oh, but okay. Now understand it. If you pay attention to me, Sheldon, I always tell you young men that if you don't really give a fuck about the questions that you ask, it shows. You don't notice it, but it shows that you're not really interested in the things that you're saying. That's why when you say ask questions, you got to ask questions that are of interest to you. Like, when are we going to get together? When are we going to go out on a date? That's what you didn't do, Sheldon. What you did is you asked her a bunch of frivolous questions because in your world, in Sheldon's thinking, you thought that was a way to impress her by asking her shit about what she likes to do. And I've never taught you that. I've always told you, don't ask the boring Bob questions. But you did that, Sheldon. Then on top of that, you didn't even introduce yourself. You didn't shake her hand. You didn't tell her why you came over there because you really was interested in her, but you didn't tell her that. And then all of a sudden, after you asked her a bunch of questions you didn't care about, Sheldon, you then, Sheldon, stuffed your – you gave her your thing, tell her to call you. Why would she call you, Sheldon, when you walked over to her and you didn't even – you weren't interested in anything that she had to say? And she knew that, Sheldon. Why do you think she would call you?
Okay, I get your point. I get your point.
So how can you sit there and say, well, I took your advice, Steve, and it didn't work? You didn't take my advice, sir, because if you took my advice, sir, you wouldn't have asked about the school. You wouldn't have asked about the activities. You wouldn't have asked about the hobbies, the park, the sports. You wouldn't have cared about the laptop. You would have walked over there and said, excuse me, how you doing? My name is Sheldon, like I did before. You would have done that, but you didn't follow what I was telling you. You only took a few little crumbs and you put it in your Sheldon little mix, and you came out with something that did not work because she wasn't interested in you. But then you wanted to blame me for it when it was really you didn't follow the program. Am I correct, Sheldon?
Okay. Yeah. I was in error.
Yeah. So why would you get mad at – listen, Sheldon, I keep telling you guys all the time over and over, Sheldon, I don't know if you watch my videos, but sometimes if you watch some of my live videos, you will see – because I do Uber driving, Sheldon. I drive Ubers all the time to get some side money and shit. Sheldon.
Good money.
When I'm driving – Wait, yeah, it is. But Sheldon, have you ever rode an Uber? Have you ever gotten an Uber? Have you drove an Uber, gotten a car, and it got an Uber ride before?
Yeah, correct. A lot of times.
So, okay. So what would you say the average time you spend in an Uber car? Probably, what, 15 minutes at the top, the most?
Yeah. Well, 15.
Okay, well, Sheldon, this is why I'm talking about our shit is ironclad, because, Sheldon, I'm not just telling y'all to do shit. I'm showing you proof. If you watch any of my videos when I'm doing this, you will see that while I'm driving my Uber, okay, Sheldon, that means within 15 minutes of meeting that woman, okay? Not a month. Within 15 minutes of meeting that woman, talking to me about fucking sex, sucking dick, blowjobs, hooking up. And I have played the audio. Y'all get to hear it live. So, Sheldon, that's what I'm telling you. Our shit is ironclad here. I'm not just making this shit up. I'm showing you. And you go back and look at some of those videos. I'm telling you. All you see is Matt, wait, Sheldon. Look, Sheldon, you, if you want to, I'll pull one up right now. Let's hear. Because you, I don't know if you believe me, but Sheldon, I'm talking about from the moment I picked him up to the moment I dropped him off, before I dropped him off, they already talking about sex. They already talking about relationships, blowjobs, or asking questions that's gearing towards that. And that's what I'm saying, Sheldon. Your problem is, yes, Sheldon, I agree with you. If you're taking a woman's number, you will always run behind her. And, Sheldon, that's why I say don't take her phone number. Because the last thing I want to for you, Sheldon, or any guy, is I don't want you waiting months to get something that you can get within a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Months. Because Sheldon, you know what's funny about those women that you are hanging out with? Don't mm-hmm. think that she hasn't had a one-night stand. Don't think she hasn't sucked a dick. Or did something. So what I'm saying is, Sheldon, it's not that they don't have it inside of themselves. You, my friend, when you asked for her number, did not pull that out of her. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So, Sheldon, I'm not. That's why I'm cool with this, because I'm not the bad guy here, Sheldon. I know it's frustrating. You know, listen, Sheldon. I know it's frustrating when you're sitting there typing and you see a woman that you're interested in. And you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I remember the dean said give your number out, because I'm sure this is what you're thinking. But you were thinking that, but what you said was, okay, I'm gonna approach her the Sheldon way, but then give her my number like the dean said to do. Am I correct on that, sir?
Pretty much.
So technically, you didn't do what I told you. You did one thing, but Sheldon, we all know this. How are you gonna eat a bowl of cereal with no fucking milk in it?
Yeah,
you're nasty. Leaving things.
It don't work.
Right, it's not. So, but Sheldon, not only did you leave a bunch of stuff out in the conversation you have with the woman, you talked about shit that I would never tell you to talk about. I told you never to ask about school, job, activities, what she's doing for a living, what she's looking for, how her day is. I don't give a fuck about that shit, so I'm not going to ask. But you did, Sheldon. And then what you did was then you ended it with my cherry on top. Then when it didn't work, then you're like, well, this Steve, this shit doesn't work at all. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Instead of taking a step back and saying, wait a second, let me see if I did all the steps that he told me to do. Now, it's one thing if you do all the steps and it doesn't work. Well, guess what, Sheldon? That means she just wasn't interested in you. It's okay, because every woman isn't. But the last thing I tell you, don't ever – listen, Sheldon, let me tell you how serious I am. Sheldon, if I ever call you and say, Sheldon, I asked a woman for a phone number, call the police. Because I'm never if I say that, call a SWAT team, because I'm in fucking danger. Because I will never, ever in my life tell you to take a woman's number. Now, hey, look, there's a little asterisk right there, okay? Now, if you're Greg Doss, if you're Rhyme, if you're Merv, if you're a Flash, you're Dion, if you're the fellas, okay? You can take her number because she knows what it is. Okay, when you're advanced, you can do that. But you guys are not advanced. That's why I'm not giving you advanced stuff. Would it be okay? You're a smart guy, Sheldon. Let me ask you a question. Would it be foolish of me to teach you calculus if you don't know how to count from 1 to 10?
Hell no. It'd be a waste of time.
Hey, Thank you, Sheldon. You just answered my question. See, that's why you shouldn't take a number, because right now you don't know you well enough to stand by a principle of being arrogant, selfish, conceited, assertive, passionate. You don't have those things in you. And when you don't have it, it shows.
Oh, my bad for cutting you off. Oh, my bad.
No, it's fine. No, but I'm just saying to you. See, you. This is all I'm trying to say, is that don't listen. It's easy to ask questions, but don't get mad when you fail. But your failure is of your own because you didn't follow. See, listen. Eggs, milk, sugar. That's all I'm telling you. That's all I'm showing you, little by little. I'm not telling you to go rush in and talk to a group of women. I'm saying talk to 5 women a day. That's what I tell everybody. And then when you have your fuck you, Steve moment, I'm going to talk to a 6th and a 7th. Then you've learned the skill of approaching women. Okay? But then from that point, so you what to say? Because then you got success, then you don't know what to do next. So I give you something to do to fill in that gap. And go on and so on and so forth. So our stuff works.
Arrogant and selfish. You're right, because I mean, it's like when you talk to your mom and stuff like that, you know, like when you like start dating and you say, hey, mom, what should I do? You buy a flower, take her out, and that's her out. If you ask how bad was, like to call him an asshole. So I sit there and ask myself, well, I'm just arrogant people.
Sheldon, let me give you one deeper.
Yes, sir.
If you know a friend who has a single mother, okay, tell him to walk up to his mother and do two things. Three things. First thing, say, Mom, I love you. Tell her you love. That's number one. Number two is you say, Mom, I'm going out on a date with a girl. What should I do? Like you said, Sheldon, get her flowers, tell her she's pretty, open a door, be a gentleman, take her to a nice restaurant. That's what mom's normally going to say, right? Okay? But then you do the third thing, Sheldon. Say, Mom, tell me about my dad. And you know what she's going to say? He was an asshole. He was a jerk. He was irresponsible. He didn't listen and all this other stuff. So then you will realize that even the woman that loves you, even the woman that has you in her stomach, will fucking lie and be on team woman by telling you to do a bunch of shit you don't have to do to get them. That's what I'm saying. Because you acted more like dad, because that's how you came into this world, because dad was an ass, not you, but I'm saying for the guys who have single moms, because dad was an asshole. That's how you were born. But yet, what does mommy tell you to do? Be nice, kind, open doors, be courteous and all the other silly shit. And all she's doing is working for women. So you can tell the lies that mom always tell, man. So what I'm just saying is that I appreciate Sheldon. I'm glad you listen. See, this is how easy it is if you listen. See, I know you came in with your guns blazing, wanting to shoot me all up and shit. But once you took a step back and started realizing, look, wait a second. It wasn't me listening to Steve's advice. It was me doing what the fuck I wanted to do first. Then I ended with Steve's advice. It didn't work for me. Maybe I need to see what happened first before you start accusing people. Because you automatically assume that you used my advice, and you didn't, big dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in error. I was in error, but the way you explained it, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Well, but it all makes sense if you just get out of your own way and look at the bigger picture, brother. That's all.
Well, I appreciate talking to you, Steve. I gotta go to bed, man. I gotta get up.
Hey, Sheldon. But before you go to bed, you need to get on your fucking text message and tell old girl, why don't she come over to my house, wear something sexy, and I'll make dinner for you. Why can't you say that to her, Sheldon?
Business before pleasure, my man. business before pleasure.
So you can't say that to her?
Well, Shelly, where are you at? 3 o'clock over here. This is where I'm asleep.
Sheldon, I'm saying send her a text message, say tomorrow. Why don't you come over, wear something sexy? I'm saying send her a message and tell her to come over. Because all you're doing is waste. Okay, but again, if you want to waste your time, Sheldon is right, guys. You can take a woman's number, but believe me, your story will be no different than Sheldon's. He's right. I'm telling you. Get a woman's number, run behind her, and see what the fuck happens. So the choice is yours, guys. But Sheldon, look, yeah, I'm about to crash too. But Sheldon, I want to say thank you, sir. See, I told you I was going to yell. I told you I'm going to be cool and calm about this shit. No problem. So, Sheldon, you too, Sheldon. Take care, man. Peace out, brother. So I'm about to wrap this up. But everybody, like I say, man, everybody out there, look, man. This is all I'm trying to show you guys. I'm not the bad guy here. Look. There are a lot of confused young men out there. The reason they're confused, the reason they're angry, is because the misinformation they're getting from people, and they don't know what to do or handle situations when it comes to women. So what they do is they get mad at the dating coach because they feel that they're doing what they're saying, and as you can tell, they're not listening and paying attention. So that's all I wanted to say, guys. But anyway, dogs, look, we did fucking, how many hours did we do? See that? How many hours is this shit? Fuck, let me see. So, like 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Yeah, so, do you take calls after shows? What do you mean, Ella Lewis? Do I take calls after shows? Well, the line's over now, but I'm about to go to bed. But yeah, no. The line's over now, but no, Ella Lewis, I'm just saying that, yeah, if you got a question, yeah. Vaughn, I'm a bad motherfucker, dog. You know I'm a bad motherfucker, but I don't like popping my collar all the time. I'm a bad motherfucker, man. That's why I say nobody can fuck with me anymore with this shit. The shit I teach, nobody's teaching this shit. But anyway, but L.L. Lewis, if you have a question, just what do you say? That nigga sound crazy. Anton, you crazy. But no, what I'm saying is that go to the man mindset. We have nothing but free information for you guys. Go click on the free information. I'm showing you what I can do. Y'all see that, man? Oh no, AJMO, I'm forced to take a vacation in June. Late June, I gotta take a fucking vacation. But anyway, no, I got to get back to work. It's 2:30. I got to get up at probably like 4, 5 o'clock, so I'll get a few hours sleep. But that, I only sleep a little bit anyway because I'm always working. So I just want to say this, guys. Alfredo, go back and watch this video and fucking start to listen to what I'm saying. I'm not the bad guy. I want you guys to be successful. But you're not going to be successful thinking too much. Follow the playbook. The Giants got that pick, but yeah, I mean, fuck the Giants anyway. Yeah, so, yeah. Y'all, Whiskey, you already know about the graveyard. I'm not even going to bring the graveyard up, but I'm just saying, look, guys, look, guys, listen. This is fun. You know what? I'm going to do another show in the morning. Thank you, Julian. I appreciate that, man. In the morning, fuck your Redskins. Hey, look, dog. You know, I'm just wearing my cowboy shirt, but you know, thank you, London. You know, when fall comes, I'm going to be talking all kind of shit to y'all motherfuckers, man. All kind of shit. Alfredo, you got the Alfredo. If you want to know, do the homework, man. Don't ask. Go. Just go to the man mindset. Just go to the man mindset, okay? All right. But I'm going to go live tomorrow, probably around 11 o'clock again. So I'm going to be playing my game. I'm just relaxing. I'm relaxed because I'm working on something really big. Whew. It's big. I'm working on some big shit. So I got to get that shit done. But all I'm saying, guys, is that I want y'all to be successful in life. I want you to be successful as husbands, fathers, women, or whores. Whatever it is you want to be, we will show you how to get that success. But in order to get the success, just listen to what we say. I will not steer you wrong. But if you take one thing out, I thank you, Anton. Thank you, Anton. Much love to you. Yeah, but no, hey, look. All I'm saying to you guys is this, is that, yes, you're not going to get every woman out there, but motherfucker, I want you to try. I don't give a fuck if you don't get every woman. Boss up. Go. Listen, the reason I love your failures more than your successes is because you do something that you are normally not, I'm not saying scared or afraid. It was just something that was holding you back that you decided on doing. And that right there is powerful. Powerful. That's it, man. That's the beautiful thing about it. With you guys, y'all are all powerful. Y'all great men. Now, again, I'll be back on hopefully around 10 or 11 if I'm, oh, my God, I got to get ready to crash and shit. Oh, I got to get ready to crash. But I should be back on. Again, all you got to do is subscribe to this or the Facebook, and then when I'm on live, you'll get an email. I think that's with how it works. So I just want to say thank you to you guys, man. But thank you for supporting. Like I say, man, I love my dogs, man. Y'all's ready to get in old boy's ass and shit. I had to call y'all. Y'all's ready to get in old boy's ass, man. Y'all, man. Oh, man. Now, let's see here. I fucked a stripper and had a woman want to take me out instead by following the dean. So thanks, dog. Thank you. So what I'm saying is this, man. We're family, okay? And I'm just, hey, look, I'm going to be tough on you because I want you to succeed. That's the only reason I'm being tough. And I don't mean that, hey, listen, if I cuss at y'all, I'm sorry. I know Tough Tuesday, I should be tough on you, but y'all just be killing me with this shit, man. Damn, it's so easy. Nobody, look, dog, remember, we the only ones that give you the Valentine's Day game. We the only ones that give you Halloween game. We help you with spring break. We even the Patreon, we show you how to set your car up, your fuck bag. We do all that stuff, man. So, yeah, man, y'all just got to do that, man. Look, as long as y'all, listen, pay attention. Yes, that's what I'm saying, Ronnie Ron. That's it. God, just pay attention, man. I got you. Listen, I'm not going to, listen, y'all are going to fuck up. That's how it works. And I'm not going to get on your ass, but I just need to know everything. If you tell me everything, then I can evaluate you better than you giving me little chunks and pieces. Because when you give me a story, and then you say, oh, yeah, I forgot, then I don't even believe you then at that point, because you should know the story. You should know what you're saying to these women. You should know what they said back to you. Because if you want to leave a lasting impression, you got to know that stuff, okay? All right? So no, I got to get in your ass, but no, I look, I love you, dogs. Y'all my dogs, you know. I got y'all back, all right. So anyway, man, it's 2:35. I'm gonna go ahead and crash. I gotta get up in a few hours, man. But anyway, I just want to say thank you guys, man, and I'm gonna try to get on early in the daytime today, around 10 or 11 East. So look for that. I'm in the studio right now recording. Some stuff, some good stuff, man. Oh, man, I got something coming out for my guys. You know, yeah, not yet. Yeah, but Vaughn, every of y'all guys, y'all have a good night, man. Thank you so much, man. Y'all have a wonderful night. Get some rest, guys, okay? Y'all got to get your ass to work tomorrow, man. Get some rest, relax, enjoy life and everything. And, yeah, man, let me get my ass on, and I will see y'all in – shit, probably like 8 or 9 hours, man. So I'm out this bitch. No doubt, man. Much love to you, Whiskey, and everybody else in the chat room, man. Y'all have a good night, man. Much love. We out. Peace.